Okay, B'siyata Dishmaya, you're back here in the Elul Empowerment Course, pushing forward. It is right now, Parashat Ki Tavo. Let's get ready for Shabbat, get into the mood, and let's have one intention to focus on for this Shabbat, and that is the idea that Rabbi Natan of Breslov, the main student of Rabbi Nachman, teaches us on the Pasuk from the Parashat, Tachat Asher Lo Avadeta Et Adonai Elohecha B'simcha. There's a pasuk, a verse in the Torah that says, because you didn't serve Hashem your God with the joy. It comes after a whole entire bunch of face value curses that the nation of Israel is warned that if we do not serve Hashem, we're not going to have this. And the opposite is true. We're going to have a whole bunch of curses and hardships come down in our life, God forbid. Obviously, there's deep secrets here, and there's many, many blessings hidden inside these curses. But one thing's for sure, we have a teaching here that its source is in the Arizal, and maybe even the Zohar, that the fact that we didn't serve Hashem with Simcha, that's what brings all the curses. But why does a person feel cursed? Why does a person feel difficulty and hardships in their life? Because they're not serving Hashem with Simcha. They're not trying to figure out how to get to a point of serving Hashem with Simcha. And since we didn't do that, the Arizal says, Tachat, what's Tachat? Instead of the fact of putting your Simcha inside the mitzvot that you're doing, instead of that you put your Simcha somewhere else. When there was a barbecue, you had Simcha. When there was a wedding, you had Simcha. When there was this and that event, or this happening in the world, you had Simcha, but when you came to put on tefillin, when you were tzanua, when you lit your Shabbat candles, you weren't with Simcha. It's because of that, because you had Simcha and you put it somewhere else, this can be the hardest things can come to a person, because they're not finding their meaning in the deepest things. So they find it in other places, and then they're always going to be led to be disappointed and let down by those things, because they're not infinite. And the true infinity that we have, the mitzvot, the Torah, and the tefillah, and their connection to Hashem, that's so precious, but we're not trying to find the Simcha there. We're not investing too much there. Let's see what, that was just an introduction, let's see what Rabbi Natan of Breslov says. Simcha d'gidusha hu b'vaday devar gadol meod. Holy happiness, holy joy is for sure a very big thing. Meaning, l'smach b'Hashem v'torato g'dusha, to be happy with their connection to Hashem and in His holy Torah. That's the whole entire completion of all of the avodah that we're doing. To be happy being a Jew and serving Hashem. Like it's written, Tachat Hashem lo avadet et Hashem Elokecha b'simcha, like we have in this parasha. Instead, because you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. Because simcha d'kedusha, holy simcha, holy joy, is the nikuda kedusha shel kol mitzvot. It's the inner point of all of the mitzvot. Like it's written, Pikudei Hashem yisharim misamchei lev. The ways of Hashem are straight and they make the heart happy. Because the main thing is to merit to be happy in your relationship with Hashem, which is that aspect of the pasuk, of the verse, Anochi ismach ba, I will be happy in her. Like it's written, Kivos simcha, Vo ismach libenu. Because inside of Him, in our connection with Hashem, in our work of Hashem, our hearts will be happy, will be joyful. Vavo el simchat gili, I will come towards my God, the happiness, my joy. Simchu b'Hashem v'gilu tzedikim, be happy in Hashem, and rejoice, tzedikim, righteous people. And it's also written, Hashem malach tagel haaretz, Hashem rules over the world, and the world will be happy, the land will be happy. Yismichu shamayim v'tagel haaretz, the heavens will be happy, and the land will also be happy, which is known, that's a Rashi Tevot, an acronym for Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem's name. And because of this is what Shlomo HaMelech said, Shibachti ani et ha-simcha asher ein tov la-adam ki im le'chol v'lishtot v'lismach. Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, he says there, I praise simcha, I praise joy, because there's nothing better for mankind, there's nothing better for a human being than joy. The best thing a human could engage in is eating and drinking and being happy. Obviously, there's depths to this, right? And what did the rabbi say? The rabbi say, "In Zohar, Pikudei le'chol v'lishtot v'lismach v'shabbatot v'yamim tovim." What does it mean to eat and to drink and to be happy? That's on Shabbat and that's on the holidays. Because the truth is, whoever is included inside the holy emuna, the true emuna, holy true emuna, He should be happy all of his days, says Rabbi Natan, at every single moment, at any given time. And when he remembers all of the good and all of the chesed, all of the love, the wonderful love that Hashem has done for him, with him, by way of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashem, peace be upon him, by way of Moshe, our leader, our master, our teacher, that he opened up our eyes and brought down upon us holy emunah to believe in Hashem, to believe in Moshe, his servant, to keep the Torah and all of its mitzvot, the holy mitzvot, every single day. Even the wicked in Israel, even the criminals in Israel, people that are struggling with Torah, even them, they're filled with mitzvot. We all believe in a living God. The King of the whole entire universe. He's going to live for eternity and exist forever and ever. Adon Kol, Master of all. He is much higher than everything and there is nothing above him. Yitbarach Shemo, may his name be increased and blessed in this world. Befi kol chay lenetzach, in the mouth of every single thing that is called living for all eternity. Ve'i efshar leveir v'chtav al pe otzim asimcha hazot, and it's impossible to explain with your mouth or with writings the level of this joy that we have just from this fact. Ki l'gdulato en cheke, because from the greatness of Hashem, there's no way to even understand it. There's no way to begin to research it, to develop an understanding of how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Ki asimcha hazot hu lechol chad kifu ma she'mishaer b'libe. This kind of joy that we're talking about, it goes for every single one of us individually. How much can you measure this in your heart? How much do you appreciate Hashem in your life? How much do you appreciate that you have a Moshe Rabbeinu, that you have tzaddikim in every generation that give you advice and pieces of deep, deep Torahs that can heal you, that can validate what you're going through and give you the tools and the vessels needed to pick yourself up and to keep on pushing through and to fight the fight, but with joy in your heart that you have Hashem, you have a connection with Hashem, whether you're close or far. Like Rabbi Nachman says a million times, if a person knows that he's far, that means he's very connected to Hashem because he realizes he's far. He was close, and now he's gone a little bit further. How beautiful is that? Just to be happy in the fact that I'm conscious of my feelings with Hashem, my emotions with Hashem, my relationship with Hashem. I'm in a relationship to the point that I can detect whether it's going well or not. That's an immense level of simcha that we all have to be able to grow on, hold on to, and to grasp on. And it goes according to how much we measure it in our heart, how much importance we give this image, how much do we see Hashem in our life. And then we also have to determine how much simcha does that bring us. And if it doesn't bring you enough, it's not the fact that the mitzvah doesn't bring simcha. It's that you haven't understood it. So you have to learn a little bit more about it. You have to invest in understanding the halachas, the Kabbalah, everything that goes inside of that mitzvah, so that you can grow more in your appreciation for that thing. Noda b'sharim bala, right? It's known b'sha'arim, in measurements. The husband of the Shekhinah, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known in our hearts according to how much we can measure it. And we have to increase this measurement. We have to understand more and more and more how lucky we are that we're Jews, that we have Hashem, that we have a Torah, that we have Eretz Yisrael, that we have Chachamim, that we have Tzaddikim, that we have Gomlei Chasadim, that we have Rachmanim, that we have Baishanim. We're such a beautiful nation and we're protected every single day. And with this simcha, you're going to be able to do a lot of new mitzvot, to add even more simcha, to add more fuel to the fire. And it's really, really such an important thing, especially in these hard times that our nation are going through after such a crazy year, such an intense year, to focus on all the good that was and to collect all of the simcha from the beginning of life. Like the parasha says, when we bring our first fruits, we read a passage that talks about our nation from the time of Yaakov, from the beginning of the beginning, and what we've been through, and where we are now, the fact that we can bring fruit to Hashem, we can bring fruition, we can bring things that we've worked on and that we've developed with all of the hardships, going through Mitzrayim, being cheated by our father-in-laws, all these different things that we could have gone through, we're now bringing to Hashem, we're elevating it up, and we're saying, with all that we've gone through, with all of the hardships, with all of the galut, with all of this long time, here's my fruit, here's my heart, here's my thoughts, here's my avodat Hashem, here it is, and I'm bringing it to you, Hashem. May we all merit to do this. Shabbat shalom and mevorach.